Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Dr. Cheryl Selman at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Selman is an ND, an educator, and a woman's health, natural health expert. She's a psychotherapist. She's a journalist. She's got a podcast, and she's also author of the book Hormone Heresy. We're going to talk women's health issues at the bottom of the hour with Dr. Cheryl Selman. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase your longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can have a home-based business. You can help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. It's a great opportunity, business opportunity, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470 for more information or click the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number 844-236-6010. Dr. Cheryl Selman will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and I am going to continue talking about thyroid disease, which is actually more of a woman's issue than any other. More hypothyroid patients are females than male. Men, I'm not going to go as far as to say it's a female issue, but because of the relationship between estrogen and hypothyroidism, lots of patients, lots of Hashimoto's and hypothyroid patients are women. Yesterday we talked about Hashimoto's as being a non-medical health issue in the sense that there's nothing that the doctor can do for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Nothing. Yet how many people automatically just go to the doctor to have their thyroid checked? There's nothing in the medical bag of tricks that can help anybody with a hypothyroid condition or Hashimoto's. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition that causes hypothyroidism. Not all hypothyroid issues are immune in nature or autoimmune in nature. Most of them are, however. Most hypothyroid patients are suffering from Hashimoto's autoimmunity. Not all of them, but most of them. And in the case of Graves' disease, that is a classic autoimmune disease. Graves' disease is the opposite of Hashimoto's disease. Graves' disease and the thyroid is moving really fast, secreting lots of thyroid hormone, and it's incredibly uncomfortable.
And the only thing the doctor can do there is poison your thyroid or radiate your thyroid or remove it entirely. So what do you do if you're dealing with a thyroid problem? Well, first of all, you got to understand the relationship between thyroid health and digestive health. This is where the triangle of disease comes in. The triangle of disease are the three points of bodily breakdown that are fundamental to all health challenges: the digestive system, the blood sugar insulin system, and the adrenal thyroid complex, which is at the tip of the triangle of disease. From the adrenal thyroid or from thyroid disease, you have all chronic health challenges. And then, because the thyroid regulates the digestive system, you go back around the triangle all over again, and thus you have your downward spiral of disease. The reason why we suffer from chronic health challenges that seemingly are endless, and there's nothing medicine can do about it, is because nobody's addressing the triangle. You're not even going to hear about the triangle anywhere except on this program. I came up with it just because I saw it happening. I saw these three fundamental points of breakdown always appearing underneath all health challenges. Yet it's still not accepted that the digestive system and the blood sugar system and the adrenal thyroid complex, adrenal thyroid axis, whatever you want to call it, are underneath and fundamental to all health challenges. So what do you do? Well, first of all, you got to work on the digestive system, and this is where fiber comes into the picture. Despite the fact that's promoted by the carnivore diet crowd that there's no essential need for fiber, which is absolutely asinine and indicative of medical or biochemical or biological or health stupidity, anybody who says there's no essential need for fiber, and I know that that's the take of the carnivore diet crowd, and really, in a sense, there's no essential need. You can live without fiber. So I guess that's true. There's no essentiality for fiber, but nonetheless, it's incredibly, incredibly valuable. Fiber is only found in plants. There's no fiber in animal products. And it is undigestible. This is what the carnivore diet folks will tell you. So it's undigestible. You don't need it. So it doesn't have any health value. And then they'll quote, use this red herring of stools and of bowel movements. They'll say, well, there's no proof that you need to have fiber to have good bowel movements. Well, maybe that's true. Maybe that's not true. And it is certainly true that you can live without fiber. But that does not negate the fact that fiber, undigestible as it may be, is super, super, mega functional. Mega, mega healthy and biologically valuable. And while you can live without it, you can live much better with it. Technically speaking, you have two kinds of fiber. You got the kind of fiber that dissolves in water, and you got the kind of fiber that does not dissolve in water. The kind of fiber that dissolves in water is known as soluble fiber, meaning it's soluble in water. And the kind of fiber that does not dissolve in water is called insoluble fiber, meaning it does not dissolve in water. Soluble fiber is mushy. It's in your mushy fruits. You know the mushiness of a fig? That's soluble fiber that gives it that mushy quality. Or the date. And this mushy beans. The mushiness of a bean, that's soluble fiber. The mushiness of a pear, that's soluble fiber. Anytime you have mushiness as opposed to hardness, you got soluble fiber. Insoluble fiber is hard. It's stringy. Carrots, turnips, the lines that the little wires that go through your stalk of celery. That's insoluble fiber. Insoluble fiber is found in seeds. It's found in nuts. It's found in the firmer fruits. Now, it's true, fruits and veggies and you know, seeds and beans, they all have both. You're going to get insoluble fiber in mushy fruits, and you're going to get insoluble fiber in figs and dates, and you're going to get soluble fiber in hard stuff like seeds. Chia seeds in particular are a great source of soluble fiber as well as insoluble fiber. Broccoli, celery, cauliflower, the skins of fruits and veggies, these hard substances, get their hardness in large part from the insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber, water-soluble fiber, forms a gel with liquids. It has a slowing down effect on the digestive system. It slows things down so that your intestine has more time to absorb nutrients. If you're dealing with chronic loose stools, watery stools, diarrhea, soluble fiber can slow things down, can mop up some of that water. One of the big problems with chronic diarrhea, people have chronic diarrhea, and by the way, chronic diarrhea is a sign and chronic watery stools are a sign that things are moving too quickly. The body's trying to expel something. This is why diarrhea is a classic sign, a classic symptom of many drugs. In fact, most drugs can potentially cause diarrhea because when you take a drug, your body wants to get rid of that stuff. If your body, if you're dealing with chronic intestinal, chronic diarrhea, you may be dealing with chronic intestinal irritation. You may be dealing with chronic toxicity. Your body's either trying to expel things quickly or it doesn't have enough time to absorb the water in the large intestine. That's where water is absorbed out of the stool. So taking soluble fiber can suck things up. That's where the so-called BRAT diet comes from for infants who have diarrhea. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. All our lines open. Dr. Cheryl Selman will be with us at the bottom of the hour.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Cheryl Selman will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Selman is the author of the book Hormone Heresy, What Women Must Know to Protect Their Daughters from Breast Cancer. She's also the author of a book on chia, The Return of the Ancient Seed. I've been a fan of chia for a long time. I enjoy chia dessert, chia pudding dessert periodically, where you take chia seeds and you soak them in coconut water. Or just water. I like coconut water. Throw a little cinnamon in there. The chia is rich in soluble fiber, and that soluble fiber sucks up the liquid, and it forms a really, really tasty pudding, especially if you add a little stevia or some cinnamon or some nutmeg, and it's wonderfully filling. It's great to enjoy chia pudding before you eat your meals. You'll find yourself eating less. It makes a great snack, and of course, it's a wonderful source of hard-to-find omega-3 fatty acids and soluble fiber, and even a little bit of insoluble fiber. It's a great thyroid dessert, thyroid-supporting dessert, chia pudding. Soluble fiber, as I was saying before the break, slows down the movement of fluids as well as foods through the intestine. It helps mop up excess fluid. The BRAT diet, bananas, rice, applesauce and toast is a soluble fiber-rich strategy for helping infants who are dealing with diarrhea. You'll find diarrhea occurs, or watery stools or loose stools occurs, under conditions of chronic irritation of the intestine. Also, it's a sign that the body is trying to get rid of some kind of toxin. Insoluble fiber, on the other hand, has a slowing up effect. Has a speeding up effect. Soluble fiber has a slowing up effect. Insoluble fiber has a speeding up effect. If you're going to start using insoluble fiber, which is also a great strategy for the thyroid, you want to, and a couple reasons for that, I'll talk about that here in a minute, you want to start slowly. Because if you're using insoluble fiber, not my favorite, of course, is flax, which I've talked about a lot, and I'll be talking about a little bit more here in the next coming days, flax. If you're starting a flaxseed program where you're going to incorporate flax, and it's a good idea to ultimately get to a couple tablespoons of flax powder a day, you want to start off slowly, because if you don't start off slowly, if you go into 30 grams, 2 tablespoons is 30 grams, right away you can end up with bloating and gas and discomfort, and it's just not, doesn't really feel all that good. So start off slowly. Maybe a half a teaspoonful of flaxseed fiber a day, and work yourself up into a full teaspoon, and then a couple teaspoons, and then a tablespoon. There's 3 teaspoons in a tablespoon, technically. And then ultimately you want to get to a couple of tablespoons. There's 15 grams of most materials, depending on the material we're talking about, you'll have more or less. But most materials we consider 15 grams per tablespoonful. So 2 tablespoonfuls equals about an ounce, or 30 grams. And considering that probably, I'm guessing 15-20% of your flax is going to be protein, it's also a wonderful way to get protein in addition to fiber, in addition to phytonutrients that can support the female reproductive system. So you get a lot of bang for your buck with flax fiber. Flax seeds, I should say, are about maybe $2 a pound for the organic stuff. Ridiculously cheap. At $2 a pound, you're talking about, you know, 15 cents maybe for a couple of tablespoonfuls. And for that 15 cents, you get incredible, incredible value. There's no better nutritional value in the grocery store, I don't think, than flax seeds going at $2 a pound. I look for the organic flax seeds, and the golden flax seeds have more nutritional value than the brown flax seeds. And try to stay away from the roasted flax seeds, and probably a good idea to stay away from the pre-ground-up flax seeds. I forgot who I was talking to on the program a couple weeks ago. Somebody called and said that they were using the ground-up flax seeds, and you know, at least you'll get some flax seeds, that's true, and you'll get your fiber and probably some protein and vitamins. Problem is the fats, which are one of the most important parts of flax seeds, and all seeds, are very unstable, and once the seeds are ground up, the fats are exposed to oxygen and they begin to break down. So I know they sell these pre-ground up flax seeds, flaxseed powder, in health food stores and grocery stores, and they're easier, obviously, and they're more convenient than having to grind it up yourself, but you're going to lose a lot of the fat value. If you do have these pre-ground up flax seeds, stick them in the freezer. Not even the refrigerator. Stick them in the freezer. Kind of stabilize everything. But even better, just buy this. Get yourself a coffee grinder for 10, 15, 20 bucks, and then grind yourself up flax seeds fresh every day. That's what I do. I put them in my smoothie, and they are filling. Man, are they filling. Not only that, but you could actually just put your flaxseed powder in water and drink it down, and it makes an awesome beverage. It's so tasty. Put a little stevia or honey or cinnamon or nutmeg or whatever you want in there, and it just tastes so good. It's filling, and it's wonderfully, amazingly nutritious. If you have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, if you have SIBO, if you're on a low FODMAPs diet, you want to be a little bit careful with the soluble fiber-rich foods. Soluble fiber-rich foods can be problematic for folks who are dealing with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, so-called SIBO, or if you're on the low FODMAPs diet. FODMAPs, by the way, stands for fermentable, oligo, di, mono, polyol, saccharides. Basically, FODMAPs is your sugars. And soluble fibers, soluble fiber-rich foods, I should say, like I was talking about figs and dates and pears, and what else here? Figs, dates, pears, bananas, and these mushy kinds of fruits and beans, these mushy kinds of fruits and vegetables, they're mushy because of the soluble fiber, and that mushiness is a clue that you may be dealing with a high FODMAPs food. Lots of saccharides. Wheat, garlic, super sweet fruits. These can all be problematic for folks who are dealing with SIBO. You know you have SIBO if you eat pineapple or if you eat pears. Pineapple are actually pretty good if you're on a low FODMAPs diet. If you're eating apples or eat pears, or especially dried fruits, dried apricots, dried figs. If you eat these kind of foods, raisins. If you eat these kind of foods and you feel bloated or gassy or crampy or you end up with diarrhea, the chances are really good you got a SIBO problem, or at least a dysbiosis, a bacterial problem. And you may want to start paying attention to this issue of FODMAPs, F-O-D-M-A-S, fermentable, that is, they ferment in the intestine, not a good thing, oligo, di, mono, polysaccharides, polyol saccharides. Some of you may have heard about the problems with sorbitol or xylitol, these OL sugars like sorbitol, xylitol, mannitol. OL tells you you're dealing with an alcohol, and if you have a sugar that has an alcohol attachment to it, alcohol, by the way, is not just ethyl alcohol that you drink. Alcohol is a chemical term. These sugar alcohols can be sussed out by the suffix "-ol," mannitol, sorbitol, xylitol, OL. That OL terms, like alcohol, tell you that you're dealing with a sugar alcohol, and they have a reputation for being a problem for folks who are dealing with, for some folks who have intestinal problems, or they can induce intestinal problems. That's because these sorbitols, xylitols, mannitols are polyol saccharides. That's the P in FODMAPs. So stick to things like sprouts, eggplants, almonds, carrots, the harder veggies and fruits, quinoa if you're going to do grains. Quinoa is a low FODMAPs grain. Wheat is a high, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. In fact, the gluten grains tend to be high FODMAPs grains. And it could very well be that the cramping and bloating that people get from wheat and from barley and from rye and oats isn't about the gluten, but it could be about the FODMAPs. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. Actually, scratch that. We've got Dr. Cheryl Selman with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk women's health issues with Dr. Selman. Coming up next on The Bright Side, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with several Senate Republicans after progress stalled Tuesday. GOP complaints were focused on raising taxes to pay for the bill. Biden is now shifting his focus to a separate set of negotiations. A mystery woman in the Mexico City reporters pool Tuesday, identified as a Univision reporter, gushed all over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen. I voted for you.
Univision denied the woman worked for them, and turns out she was not who the White House thought she was. Video game Fortnite's newest season is here, and it brings some serious star power. For Chapter 2, Season 7, Fortnite players will get their own customizable alien, as well as Superman and Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This day in history. Flash, 1856, nearly 500 members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915, United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Mike Allen and Clay Prince are both coming up to him now. The Secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the Harpy. Secretary is in a position that seems impossible to get. He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Clay Prince is taking second, and Mike Allen is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner.
A spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up as well as 11 years of daily programs archived for you. If you miss a program, want to review a program or a topic, or if you want to share a topic with a friend or a family member, head to brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, also pharmacistben.com, my blog, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got videos and blog posts, news stories, lots of great health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, the longevity products can be had on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to purchase longevity products, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business helping change the world at the most basic and fundamental and important level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues and challenges, eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, hyperpigmentation, the prevention of post-surgical or post-trauma scarring. All our True Skin Health products are made without fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Thus, our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at TruthReviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com, and TruthTreatments.com to purchase our True Skin Health products, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Cheryl Selman is a naturopathic doctor, an ND. She's an educator. She's a woman's natural health expert, a psychotherapist, a journalist. She's got a great podcast called What Women Must Know. She's the author of the book, of multiple books, Hormone Heresy, Chia, The Return of the Ancient Seed. And her latest book is Hemp Health Revolution, the A to Z Health Benefits of Hemp Extract. We're going to talk women's health on the Bright Side with Dr. Cheryl Selman. Please welcome Dr. Cheryl to the Bright Side. Hey, Dr. Cheryl.
Hi, Ben. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
It's a pleasure to be with you as well. And thank you for having me on your podcast several times. And I'm glad to have you on mine. Women's health is a topic that we talk about all the time. And I always feel a little bit uncomfortable because I can't really in a woman's shoes to express what it is, all these health challenges that women have to deal with. As if it wasn't hard enough that women have to deal with men, now they got to deal with all these various health challenges like autoimmunity and depression and reproductive health issues and thyroid issues. And it seems like so many chronic diseases just affect women. If I had a choice whether to be a man or woman when I came onto Earth, I would definitely not choose to be a woman, as much as I love women. So thank you for doing what you're doing. And I want to talk a little bit about hormone health, because that seems to be the most confusing aspect when it comes to all health challenges. People don't understand hormones. So what do you want women to know most about hormones?
Well, I think it's a huge topic, and the most important thing that women need to know is that all hormonal imbalances are a symptom of poor health. So something is out of whack in our body. It's not just hormones suddenly show up and do crazy things. It's a relationship to everything else that's going on in our body. And that was my personal experience, Ben. That's what got me dedicated to serving women by giving them truthful information, because I went through a period in my life when I was suddenly getting insomnia. I had anxiety attacks. I was getting up between 4 and 6 a.m. most days with anxiety, and my thoughts were racing. And then I started to get night sweats. So this was in my early 40s. I didn't know what was going on. It was a confusing time. And it began a journey. And it began a journey that I am still on 30 years later, Ben, and I have learned a lot. I got back into health, but it was uncovering the root cause issues, and I think that's what women don't understand, and certainly are not being advised with their, medical doctors, the gynecologists. It's just a fix-it-up method, but we need to understand what's driving, whether it's night flashes or hot flashes, night sweats, whether it's PMS. We need to understand what our body is communicating to us if we truly want to heal, and if we want to heal on a root level so it never returns again. And by the way, in this process, I also was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which was an autoimmune condition of the thyroid. And I worked with the underlying causes and was able to heal it without going on medication.
Yay. We've been spending the last couple of weeks talking about Hashimoto's, and we talked a lot about it today, as a matter of fact. So it's interesting that you say you had this condition when you're in your 40s, because a lot of people believe that hormones only become relevant for women anyway, and for men for that matter, as we get older. So when women think about hormone therapy, they tend to think, or hormone problems, they tend to think about menopause and perimenopause, but it can happen all throughout your life, right?
Oh, my gosh, you know, I mean, we start really young these days. You know, the average age for puberty in this country is about 10.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it used to be 16. It used to be in healthy traditional cultures, women would menstruate around the age of 16. Now, the average age is 10. Think about that. So we have these young children who are starting to go into puberty. It never existed before in the history of humanity. So we are driving these hormonal conditions, these imbalances early in life, and it can start as early as in the womb. What mothers are exposed to, what chemicals with, you know, estrogen-like chemicals in our environment are a big part of the problem.
Is that what accounts for? I was going to ask you what accounts for it. Would you say it's the xenoestrogen issue?
Absolutely. It's in our air, food, and water. You know, we are altering the expression of these hormones as early as in the womb because we're seeing children born with a variety of conditions that never happened before, you know, whether it's male or female, we're seeing problems. And, you know, there's a serious trend happening, and I wrote about this, you know, 20 years ago when I started observing it, and that is that our infants are showing up with hormonal imbalances. We are seeing, you know, infants, young girls with breast buds. We're seeing young males who have problems with their development of their penises. These are infants. These are hormone disruption effects that have probably been initiated in utero and are now affecting them for the rest of their life.
You know, 1 in 1,000 babies is born intersex with, like, both parts kind of thing. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's pretty significant.
I interviewed these people then. I talked to these people. I was fascinated and horrified at what I was seeing. I was listening to parents who were telling me they put their 12-year-old girls on birth control pill because they had acne. Like,
wow.
What?
Does that freak you out? That's the worst. That just blows me away.
Yes. Well, you know, I just continue to freak out because I would delve into these issues. You know, like delve into the issue of women being diagnosed with this new condition called PMDD, which was
premenstrual
dysphoric disorder, which is considered a mental condition. But the story was that they were trying to Prozac was going generic, and they wanted to stop it, so they created a condition that they could now.
Oh my goodness! Well, that's a fascinating story. Hang on to that thought. I want to talk a little bit about this whole idea of intersex births and hormones, and I wonder if that has something to do with all these transgenders. There's seemingly all over the place now. This whole transgender issue. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We got Dr. Cheryl Selman with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Cheryl Selman, MD, naturopathic doctor and author of the book Hormone Heresy, What Women Must Know to Protect Their Daughters from Breast Cancer. She's the author of multiple books, actually, and the host of the podcast, What Women Must Know. So before we went to break, Dr. Cheryl, you were talking about this idea of xenoestrogens and how women are, or little girls are, and little boys are suffering from gender issues even at a young age. What's your take on the whole transgender thing?
Well, there was a news report that came out, I heard it last week, that in the lab, scientists are able to allow male fish to produce eggs and become females. How they do that?
Yeah, right.
Exposure to hormone-disrupting chemicals from the environment. And we've known that. We have known that fish are either changing sex in rivers that they found, or they become, you know, bisexual. Their behaviors are changing. We've seen that in the real world, in the natural world. Why are we any different? Why are we any different from what we're seeing out in nature?
Yeah.
So, yes, we are being affected. And, there's a new book out called Countdown, and it's by a respectable scientist, and she's seen this huge fall in fertility rates, sperm counts, and it's a dire prediction about our future. In fact, fertility rates are already down in the United States.
Dramatically.
So, we need to understand that our hormones are incredibly sensitive. They're made in parts per billion, parts per trillion. Mm. So they're impacted by what we eat. They're impacted by what we are exposed to. They're impacted by what we think. So we have to really understand that the journey is getting ourselves back into balance and harmony to get educated. And I think that's the number one priority for me, because women have been taught that their bodies are innately flawed, that they need to be medicated, that, in fact, women's natural cycles have been pathologized and medicalized for decades.
Yeah, there are women who... There are drugs that people take. Women take these certain drugs so they won't have periods, right? So they'll just completely eliminate their cycle intentionally.
Yes, so that was how the pill industry, the contraceptive world, expanded their market, and it preyed upon women's negative images of themselves, that menstrual cycles are unnecessary, they are, a bother, they're messy, they interfere with your life. So let's just, not just suspend them for a time being, let's eliminate having them at all. But women need to understand that their menstrual cycles are part of their own sense of self, that our power comes from our menstrual cycles. If we are in harmony, we are acutely connected to not only our health, but our intuition, our psychic sensitivities,
everything
that makes us women.
That's powerful stuff right there. That's powerful. Instead of being afraid of it or hating it, I hear so many women say they hate their menstrual cycles, or they hate their periods, actually. But you can tap into them, and there's a lot of power there if you tap into it, right?
That's because we've been wounded, we have been taught, Hippocrates, I found this quote in, Hippocrates said, what is woman? He asked that rhetorical question, and he answered it, disease. So we need to understand.
He said what? What was the answer? Cheryl, what was the answer?
Disease.
Oh, disease. Wait a minute. What was a woman, and the answer was disease?
Yes, that's Hippocrates. Father, modern medicine. So we have a 2,000-year history, at least, of women being perceived as innately flawed, as disease-prone. This is deep in our psyche, and it has been reinforced by our culture. So everything about women, let's just shut things down. We'll take the pill. Not only is the pill used for contraceptive purposes, but it's used for acne. It's used for painful periods, lack of periods. It's used for, PMS. It's used for, going away to camp and not having to have a menstrual cycle. I mean, the pill is the go-to without women being informed how dangerous the pill is. Because the pill, if we're just taking the pill for, there are women on the pill for 25, 30 years, and they think they're having a menstrual cycle because this pill causes you to bleed, but it shuts off your ovaries. They go offline on the pill. You never have a menstrual cycle. You are never in harmony with nature, with yourself, with your innate wisdom. You're shut off.
Yeah, I consider the birth control pill to be one of the most toxic of all the prescription drugs in the pharmacy. Of all the prescription drugs, that's the most dangerous way to play with your bodies, with your reproductive hormones, which, like you say, are active in the parts per million.
Well, it causes 120 different side effects. It depletes the body in vitamin C, vitamin E, all your B vitamins, your minerals. It alters your gut microbiome. I mean, it has dramatic effects, increases the incidence and risk of breast cancer, especially if young women taking it for a period of time. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, of course, there's blood clots and strokes. And, in my book, I quoted a billionaire who made fertility drugs, and he said his best customers were women between the ages of 18 and 30 who took the pill. Because that's not approved.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. And for acne, too, and for skin conditions, that's the one that blows me away. For people who have pimples, they're going to take hormone therapy. So, Liz, I got so much stuff I want to talk to you about. There's no way I can get to everything I want to talk to you about. You'll have to come back on. But real quickly, what did you do to cure yourself of Hashimoto's without medicine, without Synthroid and thyroid medicine?
Because I determined to get to a root cause to understand what was
Which
going
is
on.
What?
Because it was all.
What did you do?
Well, I had extreme adrenal exhaustion. Mm. I had extreme gut dysbiosis, which we know is such a root cause of autoimmune diseases. Because if your gut is impaired, if you have leaky gut, if you've had inflammation caused by food that you've been eating or antibiotics, it's going to disrupt the gut, and that opens up the way for things getting into your bloodstream, which I had. I had a history of eating the wrong foods. I was under severe stress, so the adrenals were exhausted. Everything was out of balance, and it showed up.
How long did it take?
Well, I was really committed for years, it's like an ongoing process of healing, because these are issues that I had since I was a child then. I was put on antibiotics as a kid, so I never repaired it until I was in my 40s. I never understood it. So, you know, these are all these decades that this is going on without being diagnosed and recognized. So I had some repair work to do. But, you know, good news is I did it. And anyone can do it, really, if you're committed. You can heal the body. That's the beautiful thing that we know about the body. If you do the, you know, the support it needs, it can rejuvenate and regenerate at any age. And I see that all the time.
Do you see, do you talk to patients on the phone or through Zoom? If I have patients, or if there anybody listening and they want to contact you?
Yeah, my practice is remote. So, yes, I do that virtually.
How do they get a hold of you? What do they need to do if anybody's listening right now with Hashimoto's or with any kind of female health issues?
Well, go to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. Just go to my Facebook page and message me there.
Got it. Okay, now, there's no way I can get to everything I wanted to talk to you about, so you'll have to come back on. But you're doing something now with vaginal rejuvenation, which sounds like a strange thing to a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have talked to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of women over the years, and my ear's to the ground of what's really going on with women that most people may not be aware of. And one of those issues is this condition called vaginal atrophy, vaginal dryness. You know, as many as 14 million women over the age of 18 experience it, and half the women over the age of 40 suffer from vaginal dryness, and 2/3 of women at the age of 60 list it as a top sexual issue. So it's a big problem, and no one's talking about it. It's like an underground thing. There's a lot of shame and embarrassment.
Is it a pathology? Is it a normal part of aging, or is it related to hormones?
It is not a normal. It is a common symptom of aging, but I would say it is an inevitable or normal way that we have to age. But it's a symptom. It is a symptom that the body is out of balance and needing to be corrected and supported. So what I, having been aware of this and given the opportunity to kind of put a formula together that I thought is like my, you know, all-star formula, I was able to do that. And it has 7 ingredients in it as a suppository. It restores the tissues. It plumps them up like estrogen. It kills whatever bacteria and viruses, because there's a lot of conditions that women have, from candida to STDs to bacterial vaginosis, that can also impair the health of the vaginal environment. So, you know, we don't want to be taking antibiotics. We don't want to be taking all these medications. And anything that goes into the vaginal area is going to be absorbed directly into the bloodstream. So we want to find solutions that are pure, safe, and regenerative.
Where do they get this? Where can they get this?
You can go to my website, drcherylselman.com. It's on sale. It's called Hygiena.
Dr. Cheryl Selman, we're out of time. Thank you so much. We'll have you back on because there's tons more stuff I want to talk about. Thank you for what you're doing, Dr. Selman.
You're so welcome. My pleasure to be with you today.
Have a great day. That's Dr. Cheryl Selman, naturopathic doctor. Her website, Dr. Cheryl, S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L, Selman.com. Selman is S-E-L-L-M-A-N. Dr. Cheryl Selman.com, her Facebook page, What Women Must Know, and her podcast by the same name. And that's all the time we have for today, friends. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.